Chapter 3. The World of Plants. Unit 5. Photosynthesis, the light of our lives. The process of photosynthesis begins with light. As it is perceived, visible light composes only a very small section of the electromagnetic spectrum, which is a much larger continuous spectrum of radiation. Radiation can be described in terms of wavelengths, ranging from the very short wavelengths of gamma rays to the very long wavelengths of radio waves. The color spectrum of visible light falls somewhere in the middle and is responsible for a wide range of biological activities. Radiation can also be defined as particles of energy. Light particles, called photons, are distinguished by their individual amounts of energy. The energy of a photon is inversely proportional to its wavelength, implying that radiation of a longer wavelength will possess photons of lower energy. Light within the visible spectrum carries enough energy to initiate chemical changes in biological molecules without destroying molecular bonds. Biologists speculate that this is why visible light is quite effective in triggering life processes. In order for plants to use energy from light, they must first absorb light waves. Plants possess various types of pigments, or substances that absorb light, and these different pigments absorb different wavelengths of light. The most abundant pigment used by plants is chlorophyll, which absorbs light in the violet, blue, and red wavelengths. Chlorophyll reflects green light, causing the leaves of most plants to appear green. When chlorophyll takes in light, the absorbed photon energy causes its electrons to jump to a higher energy level. This jump triggers the process of photosynthesis, or the conversion of light energy into chemical energy. Chlorophyll, however, does not work on its own. It relies on certain proteins and specialized membranes to carry out the chemical reactions of photosynthesis. These reactions are carried out in cellular organelles called chloroplasts. Chloroplasts are designed such that they are able to aim pigment molecules in the direction of incoming sunlight, thus beginning the process of photosynthesis. Photosynthesis occurs in two stages, light reactions and dark reactions. The first depends on light and is also referred to as light-dependent reactions. After light energy is absorbed by various pigments within a photosynthetic cell, it is passed among pigments until it reaches a special form of chlorophyll, which acts as the reaction center. When a molecule of this particular pigment absorbs a photon of light, an electron jumps to a higher energy level, where it is donated to another molecule and passed along an electron transport chain, or ETP. The passage of electrons between molecules produces two important molecules, ATP and NADPH. ATP is the principal energy storage compound of the cell. Molecules of the carrier NADPH are used during the second stage of photosynthesis. Meanwhile, the positively charged chlorophyll molecule seeks to replace its lost electron by taking an electron from a water molecule. This process eventually releases oxygen gas. The second stage of photosynthesis, the dark reactions, takes place independently of light. During the dark reactions, NADPH, generated by the light reactions, is used to reduce carbon. Carbon is absorbed by plants in the form of carbon dioxide. The process of carbon reduction begins when carbon dioxide enters the cell and reacts with internal organic compounds. These reactions are monitored by specialized proteins called enzymes. The process results in the production of simple sugar molecules that act as the energy source for all living systems and provide the carbon base from which all organic molecules are made. These sugars are used by plant cells for a variety of metabolic activities. They are often built up to more complex sugars, such as glucose or fructose. Plants use such sugars to produce starches and cellulose. Animals can then acquire them through eating and are able to use and store them as vital cellular energy. Photosynthesis is arguably the most important process for life on Earth. It provides the materials and energy necessary for life to exist on Earth. By consuming carbon dioxide and releasing oxygen, the process helps regulate atmospheric gases while providing millions of animal species with breathable air. By converting the continuous stream of light from the sun into sugars, it also supplies a usable form of energy to all living creatures. Photosynthesis thus proves vital not only to plants, but to all living organisms.